This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, we're discussing the song of Ma'oz Tzur. Ma'oz Tzur, which is sung on Hanukkah. It's an Ashkenazi song, but the Sephardim also adopted it. So it became both a Sephardi Ashkenazi minhag to sing Ma'oz Tzur. There's a lot of discrepancies, a lot of discussion. Who actually wrote Ma'oz Tzur? It was written around the 13th century in Europe. So we know it's written in the 13th century in Europe. And during the Crusades, and you can see some hints to the Crusades in the song, the first letters of the five stanzas spell out the word Mordechai. If you look at Ma'oz Tzur Mem, the second stanza starts Ra'ot Resh, the third stanza with Dvir Kocho Dalet, the fourth stanza starts with Kerot Komat Kaf, and the fifth stanza starts with Yevanim Yud. So Mordechai. So we know who wrote it. It was Mordechai. The question is, which Mordechai wrote it? You know, not how many, so many Mordechais around. So there's a big discussion over here. Which Mordechai was it? He may have been Mordechai ben Yitzchak Halevi, or the scholar referred to in Tosfot, to Bavli in Nida 36a, Mordechai in Tosfot. Or he could have been the Mordechai whose father-in-law was martyred in Menz in Germany in 1096. So we have different Mordechais. We don't know exactly who wrote this poem. The hymn retells Jewish history in poetic form and celebrates deliverance from four ancient enemies. Okay, so it starts off with Ma'oz Tzur. Ma'oz is a stronghold. Tzur, the Ma'oz Tzur, who is our stronghold? The rock. Who is the rock? Hashem. Hashem is the rock, the stronghold, who is my salvation, Yoshuati, my salvation. So Ma'oz Tzur is the first stanza, but it's repeated. It's not really the first stanza, it's a repetition. It is the refrain. The refrain of the song is Ma'oz Tzur. The first stanza is Ra'ot. Ra'ot, bad, evil. Sav'a nafshi, fills my soul. Evil things. Bianco ikara. Hayai meruru bekoshi. They made my heart bitter. My life became bitter, terribly bitter. Beshimud malchut egla. Under the control of the king of Egla. What's Egla? Calf. Right? The king of a calf. Who's the king of the calf? So this is referring to Paro. Paro, the Egyptians. The first stanza refers to the Egyptians. My soul has been sated with troubles. My strength has been consumed with grief. They have embittered my life with hardship, with the calf life kingdom's bondage. But with his great power, Hashem's great power, he brought forth the treasured ones. Paro's army and all its offspring went down like a stone into the deep. So the first stanza is talking about Paro. Right? I'm talking about the refrain. The refrain we're going to discuss. But the first stanza is talking about the Galut of Mitzrayim, the exile of Egypt. Egypt's exile. That's number one. So it praises Hashem for liberation from the Egyptian exile. So the first stanza praises Hashem for liberation from the Egyptian exile. Maharal explains, Israel's destiny as a nation is not dependent on the physical, natural, social, economic laws. Israel as a nation is placed directly under Hashem's protection. And that's Hashem brought us out from a terrible exile of Egypt, from which no slaves ever got out. No slaves ever got out before us. We were the first people to get out of Egypt. So you can see that our destiny is not natural. It's unnatural, supernatural. Hashem is guiding our destiny. So that's stanza number one is refrain. Ma'oz Tzur is a refrain. Let's talk about the refrain Ma'oz Tzur. Ma'oz Tzur, O mighty stronghold of my salvation, to praise you is a delight. Necha na'el shabeach, to praise you is a delight. Tikon beit tefilati, restore my house of prayer. Misham todah nizabeach, and over there I'll bring a korban todah, thanksgiving offering. Le'et tachin matbeach, mitzar haminabeach, and you prepare the matbeach, which means it comes with tevach, which is slaughter. You will prepare the slaughter. Mitzar haminabeach, from the enemy that barks, literally. But blasphemes. The enemy that blasphemes. Azik more, then I will complete Bashir Mizmor with a song, Chadukata Mizbeach. I will rededicate the altar. So Hashem, when you destroy these enemies, I will complete the altar. I will sing songs of praise to you. That is the refrain of the Ma'oz Tzur. So he said Ma'oz Tzur has an acrostic. Mem, Resh, Dalet, Chaf, Yud. If you look at the stanzas, first stanza Mem, then Resh, then Dalet, then Chaf, Yud, spells out the word Mordechai. We said the author is Mordechai, we just don't know which Mordechai it was. But it was during the 13th century, around approximately 13th century, while Surahs was written. It was written in Ashkenaz during the time of the Crusades, and everyone today has adopted it. Sephardi, Ashkenaz, everyone sings Mansur. So he talks about the first, that's the first stanza, which is Mansur, that's the refrain, kept on singing it. We talks about a generic foe. It doesn't mention anyone's names. This is a generic foe. Number two stanza is talking about Paro. And that's what it talks about. Right? Chel Paro bechol zaro yardu ke'evem b'sula. The army of Paro and all his soldiers went down into the sea like a rock. They were drowned in the sea. So that's the second stanza that talks about the exile of Paro. Third stanza. Devir kocho heviani. So this is talking about the Devir. Devir is talking about the Beit HaMikdash. Devir is another word for the Beit HaMikdash. Devir Kocho, his holy Devir, his holy house, Hashem's holy abode. Heviani, he brought me. The Gam Sham Lo Shakatati, and even there I never had rest. Even when we had a temple, we never had rest. Ubano Ges Higlani, then the oppressor came, and he took us into exile. Galut, Higlani, he exiled us. Who was that? Babylon. Nebuchadnezzar. Ki zarim avarti. And because I worshipped false gods. So here it says, why were we exiled by the Babylonians? Ki zarim. The zar is a stranger. We worship zarim. We worship strange gods. Avodah zara. We worship strange gods. Terrible, tragic. Ve'yen ra'al masachti. And a drunk bad wine. Ki me'achi avarti. In a few minutes that I went out, Ketz Babel. It was the end of Babel. Well, only 70 years. It was a very, very short exile. 70 years, that's it. Ketz Babel, the end of Babel. Zerubbabel. And Zerubbabel came. Zerubbabel was the descendant of King David, one of the princes who came back with Nehemiah and rebuilt the temple. Leketz Shivim Noshati. At the end of 70 years, I was saved. So that was the exile of Babylon. That it lasted very short. It was very short, but it was exile. It was the destruction of the first temple. And I was saved. So the stanza recalls the period of time when we lived in peace in Eretz Israel, when the first temple built by Shlomo Wizvat. Yet somehow we fell prey to idolatry. And for that sin, the kingdom of Babel, under the leadership of Nebuchadnezzar, besieged Jerusalem and destroyed the temple. But after a very brief 70 years, Babylon fell to the Persians, and under the leadership of Zerubbabel, some people say it was Nehemiah himself, the prophet Nehemiah, we came back and we rebuilt the temple. So that's the first exile is Egypt, second exile is Babylon. And we come to the third exile, which is in the fourth stanza. Kerot komat berosh bikesh. To sever the towering cypress trees. Hagagi ben Hamdata. Who's Hagagi? Hagag. Who is it? Haman. Haman Hagagi.
His grandfather, right?
His great grandfather.
Ancestor.
Agagi ben Hamdata. He was Agagi. It says Haman ben Hamdata Hagagi. So it's Agagi Hamdata. Upside the other way around.
Tu Amalek.
Yeah. Agag Haya Amalek Shel Amalek. He was the king. Agag was the king of Amalek, which Shaul spared. You remember that? Shaul, Hashem says, kill all the Amalek. Kill all everyone. Men, women, children, sheep. And Shaul killed everything except for the sheep and except for the king. He had mercy on them. Rabbis say, never have mercy on cruel people. If you're merciful to the cruel, you're going to be cruel to the kind. So he's the same Shaul. He had mercy on Agag, but he was cruel to the Kohanim of Nov. Right? He killed all the Kohanim of Nov. And that was his big sin. That's why he was killed by the Pelishtim later on. Him and his children were killed because he had mercy on the wrong people and he killed the righteous. He killed those. The whole city of Nov. He wiped out the city of Nov, Irakoanim. Terrible, terrible, terrible sin of Shaul.
Also the sheep, it was people that became animals, they met magic.
So sheep anyway, so he saved, he saved them for to be korbanot. Hashem doesn't want korbanot, Hashem wants you to listen. That's what Shaul Shmuel told him. Shmuel says, Hashem doesn't want sacrifice, Hashem wants you to listen to him. Don't give excuses. He made excuses. Okay. V'nihata lo lepachul mokesh. It became a snare and a stumbling block to him too, to Haman. Haman tried to kill us, so what happened to him? It caused his downfall. He was hung on the tree. So he tried to put Mordechai on the tree, and instead of which, he was hung on the tree. V'gaavato nishbata. Gaava is his pride. His pride, nishbata, was gone. Why? Well, he was dead. His pride was gone. So all Haman's pride, that Mordechai wouldn't stand up for me, wouldn't stand up for me, was the main pride. In the end, his pride was smashed, nishbata. Rosh Yemini Niseta. You picked up the head of Yemini. Who's the Yemini? Binyamin. The tribe of Binyamin. Who is from Binyamin? Mordechai. Mordechai. Ish Yemini. Mordechai was the Binyamin. So you raised up the head of Binyamin. You raised up Mordechai, the son of Binyamin. Ve'oyev Shemo Machita. And the enemy, his name you blotted out. Which enemy? Haman. You blotted out Haman's name. To this day. Baruch Hashem. Robanav, all his children, his many children. Ve'kinyanav, all his belongings. Ala etz talita. You hung him on the etz tree. You hung him on the tree. So that is, that stanza talks about, well, it's Haman. It talks about Agag, Haman, Amalek, basically. Now we come to Yevanim, which is really the story of Hanukkah. Yevanim nikbetzu alai. Yevanim, the Greeks, they came all around me. Okay? So let's just finish off with that stanza with Haman. The stanza recalls a potential disaster and the Savior of Hashem saved us from the fiendish plan of Haman in the time of Purim. Haman wanted to destroy Mordechai and all the Jews, male and female, young and old, by Hashem, using a miracle, saved the Jewish people. Haman's plan was overturned, and he and his 10 sons were hung on the gallows which he prepared for Mordechai. So that's stanza number 4. Stanza number 5. Yevanim nikbetzu alai. The Greeks surrounded me. Azai bimei hashmanim. In the days of the Hashmonaim, in the days of the Hasmoneans. Right, the Maccabees. They called the Hashmonaim. Ufarzu Hamod Migdalai, and they breached the walls of my towers. We said they made 13 breaches in the walls of the temple. The Greeks, when they conquered, they made made 13 holes in the walls of the temple so anyone could just walk into the Beit HaMikdash. So normally you're not allowed to walk into the Beit HaMikdash. No one's allowed to walk into the Beit HaMikdash. You've got to be a certain holiness to walk into the Beit HaMikdash. You have to be Tahor, you have to be holy to walk into the Beit HaMikdash. They smashed it and they allowed everyone to walk in. 13 holes. So that's what he says over here. Paratzu chomot migdalai. They made holes in the walls around my fortress, my migdal. My fortress is Hashem's temple. V'timu kol hashmanim, and they defiled all the oil. They defiled the oil. That's why we could only find one flask of oil in the seal of the Kohen Gadol. V'mino tara kankanim, and among all the rest of the cans of oil, of the flask of oil. A miracle was wrought for the roses. Seriously, Jews are called roses. Where are we called roses? Shir Hashirim. And Shir Hashirim, Kishoshana Ben HaChochim. We are called the rose among the thorns. Okay? Who is the rose among the thorns? Bnei Israel. Rose among the thorns. So Nasa Nesla Shoshanim. Hashem made a miracle for the roses. And it's interesting. In England, they had the War of the Roses. Lehavdil. One side is white roses, one side is red roses, and they fought. Okay, but this is the Jews, because they're the roses, and they got it from us.
Yeah.
Okay. Yomachad. 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 Okay, Laila. Laila.
Laila.
Called Laila. Not sorry, Chabir, Laila. It was quite a big flask, because the cups were quite big. Lug. Kama lugim. Kama lugim. The truth is that these tumah does not apply to liquids. The tumah does not like liquids, and they could have used it. They were extra machmir. They were very extra machmir, the Maccabeim. They didn't want to use anything touched by the Greeks. They didn't want anything to do with the Greeks. So let's just recap. So Yevanim nikbetzu alai, the Greeks were surrounding us. Azai b'mei hashmanim, in the time of the Hashmonaim. Ufarzu chomot migdalai, they made holes in the walls of my temple. V'timu kol hashmanim, they defiled all the oil. Minotar kankanim, and among all the rest of all the cans of oil, nasa nesu shanim, there was a miracle for the roses, the Jews. Bnei bina, the sons of understanding. Yemei shmona, the days of 8 days, kabu shirunanim, they fixed 8 days for songs of praise. So that was the end of the Ma'asur for many years, because the last stanza the Christians censored. The last stanza is talking about Rome and Christianity. And if it was censored today, we're putting it back. No one knows what it's talking about, so it's even better. Okay, so this is the last stanza, which we have today. Thank God we have this back. So the fifth stanza talks about Hanukkah, describes the attack of the Greeks under Antiochus IV. He advocated an intense campaign of Hellenization, the spreading of Greek culture and ideas, and the Jews of Eretz Israel remained loyal. So we're like the roses surrounded by the thorns. So the Greeks were the thorns, and we're the roses who survived all the thorns around us. The Greeks breached the walls of the temple. They defiled all the oil, one cruse of oil, and the miracle of Hanukkah was performed on behalf of the roses, in which the mutual love between God and the Jewish people is the main theme. So Shir HaShirim quotes the roses, and that's the theme of Shir HaShirim, is the love between man and God. The Hashmonaim achieved the miraculous victory, and they made this Kavu Shir Unanim Yemei Shmona. 8 days of Hanukkah, they fixed a time for songs of praise. Hasof Se Roach Kodshecha. Here we have now, we have the last stanza, which was censored. Reveal your arm, Hashem. We're praying to God. We're still in exile. We're asking God to reveal His arm. Zeroa Netuya. Hasof Zeroa. Show your arm, your holy arm. Karev Ketz HaYeshua. And bring the Ketz. Bring the end of salvation. Bring the end to come close. Nekom Nikmat Dam Avdecha. Take judgment over all the blood of your servants. Mimalchut Harisha. From the evil kingdom. Who is this evil kingdom? Rome. Usually it's the evil kingdom. It's interesting, in the Sur Mishlo, I think it's the Sur Mishlo, some people say Edom and some people say Babel, right? Mm-hmm. So we grew up in Babel, we always say, huh? Androyakra. So the Babylonians always said Edom, and the Edomites would always say Babylon. So the Ashkenazim always say Babel, and the Sephardim always said Edom. What's the line over there? Can you just check? Okay. So we're telling God, I'll stretch his hand, show his arm, his powerful arm, and bring forth the salvation. The Komnik Madam Avdecha, take vengeance on your people's blood. Memachut Harisha, from the evil kingdom. So this is the kingdom of Rome. Ki Archal Lanu Yeshua, because it's taking a long time for salvation. Ven Ketz Limei Hara, there's no end to the days of evil. Imagine, this was written during the Crusades. It's written in Ashkenaz during the Crusades. 1300s. The Cho Admon. The Che Admon. Who is the Admon? Admon is the red one. Who is the red one?
Rome.
Rome were descendants of the red one. Who's the red one? Esav. Esav was Adom. So Admon. Admon is the red one. The Che Admon. Push aside the Admon, the red one. But Sel Salmon in the nethermost shadow. Push him into the shadows. Hakem Lanu Ro'im Shiva. Bring us back our seven shepherds. But who are the seven shepherds? Abraham, Isaac, Yaakov, David, Moshe, Aaron, and Yosef. So seven shepherds, bring us back our seven shepherds. Get rid of our these guys who are troubling us, the Romans, the red ones, and bring back salvation. So that's how the Ma'osur finishes off. I just want to go through again the first stanza, which is the repetition, the refrain. Mighty stronghold of my salvation, to praise you is a delight. Restore my house of prayer. And there we will bring a thanksgiving offering. When you have prepared the slaughter for the blaspheming foe, then I shall complete with a song of him the dedication of the altar. So we're praying to God, re-establish the temple, and you are the stronghold of our salvation, and you will take vengeance on our enemies, and restore the Beit HaMikdash, which is the house of prayer for all nations. Amen. Amen. Amen.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.